I thank the Lord for this day, for another opportunity to be here. I do wish that many of you on the other side of this video could be here with us as well, and we will continue to pray to the Lord that that will happen sooner than later. Thank the Lord for that song this morning, and a beautiful song, the harmony, the melody to that song, so beautiful, the words. And I hope that we can all raise our hand and say amen, and that that is the place that we can find ourselves in today, is calmly resting in the Lord, because I assure you there is no better place to rest than in the Lord. And I am so thankful for that song this morning, and I feel like it was very fitting, went with us what has been sung already this morning in the service. I do have a little thought in my heart this morning that felt like the Lord gave me, however. It will be quite different, more than likely, than what we're used to, the format of it. It's a simple little thought, and while I invite everyone that is tuning in this morning and listening to listen, anything from the Lord is for anyone and everybody at any time. But I would really like to direct these next few minutes. I don't feel like it will be very long. I would like to direct these next few minutes to the children. I felt like the Lord had given me something earlier in the week, and then just within the last, I would say, couple days, I feel like He pulled that thought away and put the children's faces in my mind and would have something for them this morning. And I guess as I speak, I guess if this were a normal service, that I might would even ask the children if the parents would allow, if they could come sit up on the front benches this morning. And we know that's not possible, but in my mind I can kind of see their faces. You know, we're in a practice here in our local LaRondra congregation. They'll line up here on this right here to my right. And they'll line up on the mornings and sing the little children's songs. And I can almost kind of picture them and their faces there this morning. So if I speak in a way that might seem maybe a little juvenile or say something that's amusing, I ask that you would please excuse that and just bear with me, because I want to try to keep at the forefront of my mind that I am speaking, directing it toward the children, and I want to keep it so that it will be easy to understand for them. We'll write a couple words on the board. I've written on the board behind me three words: God is love. And as an adult, I have to wonder how many times throughout my child life into my adult years have I heard these three words. And I won't speak for everybody, but I can't help but wonder if maybe, children, that it was those three words, that maybe that was one of the first verses that you learned for Sunday school. If it wasn't the first, it was probably right up there in the top five of maybe some of the first words that you learned for a Sunday school verse, or some of the first words of a scripture that your parents tried to teach to you. And there is so much in these three little words. God is love. And I guess just my own personal thoughts, that as much as men and us humans may be able to try to dig and understand, and God does give us some understanding, I really don't think that here on earth we will really be able to understand and take in all that this means. To its full definition and what this means, I really think that it will take being with God and eternity with God to really understand the depths of this and these three words. But here we are on earth, and we can try to understand. And I thank the Lord and I thank God for the understanding that He does give. And Scripture does a really good job of helping us to do that, to understand. So these three words of God is love, I don't believe these three words show up in the Bible just with themselves, a standalone. I believe there's a few different places that these words show up, and they're mixed and kind of mingled in with some other scripture. Now, I think there's a couple different places, maybe a few different places that those show up. But the scripture that came to my mind when the Lord was talking to me about this message for the children come from 1 John chapter 4. And if you listen real close, I'm going to read these words. And if you listen real close, and adults as well, these are some very familiar words. A very familiar passage. In fact, I wouldn't doubt that I'm speaking to the children this morning that we have sang these very words in a song. So I'm going to read that. 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 7 and 8. And see if you recognize these words. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So that's one of the scriptures that these three words come from. God is love. And what these scriptures here are trying to tell us is that we know God is love. The scriptures tell us that God is love. And that I need, because God loved me, I need to love those around me. Because if I don't love, if I don't do what the Lord has told me to do and He's told me to love, then I won't know God. So that's what these scriptures are trying to tell us today. But I want to really kind of bring some more attention back to that God is love. You know, us humans, we give definitions to words. And we've had definitions to words all throughout history. Definitions kind of change over time, but the definition for love has been pretty consistent. Now, I'll read you that definition this morning. It says, love is an intense feeling of deep affection. Another simpler definition you might understand better is a great interest or pleasure in something. So, really enjoying something so much that we might use the term, man, I really love this thing, or I really love to do this or to do that. And that's what we know. We know a little bit about love. I don't know if our definition of love is the same as God's definition of love. I feel that His definition of love is so much deeper and than we really can even begin to understand. Children know a little bit about love. We come to love things. It's just natural that us as a human or as an adult or as a child, we tend to see things that we want and that we desire. How many of you, I wonder how many children have ever seen something that they wanted so badly, and maybe as time goes on, maybe it's Christmas morning and you come down out of your bedroom and you see a package and it maybe have your name wrote on it, and you know that mom and dad has taken some time to get you something, and you open it up and your eyes get really big around and you maybe give a squeal of glee and jump up and down and you get really excited and you see this thing that you have wanted for so long, and maybe you even wonder, how did mom and dad know I wanted this? And you can say, I love this, and this is what I've always wanted. And I begin to really hold this thing, and I go, use this thing. And so we do get attached to things. We do begin to love things. We also can love people. And we begin, I think, the first people that you will probably learn to love, and that's probably mom and dad. Hopefully it is mom and dad. And maybe your sisters and your brothers, and we learn to love grandma and grandpa. Why do we learn to love people? Well, when people do things that we appreciate, and they're being nice to us, and they say things to us, and they do things for us, then it feels good to us. I like the way it makes me feel. I like the way it sounds. Maybe grandma wants to give me a piece of fruit or give me a toy, and it just makes me feel good. So then through my affections and my feelings, I learn to love because of her act, of what she did to me. And the same thing with mom and dad. Mom and dad do so much. They feed me, they clothe me, and they do all these things. And through their acts of kindness, I learn to love. But what tends to happen when we tend to, humans do love, but they tend to love through feelings and emotions, right? It's easy to love when somebody is being nice, or when somebody is doing something for me, or if somebody is giving me something, or if somebody is saying something that I like to hear. It's easy for me to love. So we tend, us as humans, we tend to love based on feelings or emotion. I'll share one little quick story with you. It's been a couple of years ago. I wanted a puppy. I wanted a puppy so bad. So I talked to my wife and I talked to my children, and we all agreed that we could get a puppy and it would just fit the family, and everybody was on board. Everybody was excited. And I went out and I bought this puppy. And I brought this puppy home, and he was so cute and just rolled around. You know how puppies do. They're just so cute and cuddly, and you want to hold them and you want to squish them. And I fell in love with this puppy. And I probably even expressed it. I probably even said, man, I love this puppy. Well, as time went on and this puppy started to get bigger, and me personally, I like to plant lots of things. And I planted some fruit trees. I planted some blueberry bushes. I planted some fig trees. I planted a satsuma tree. And I was really pleased with, you might could even say proud. Maybe I shouldn't have been proud, but I was really pleased with all the stuff that I had planted. Well, this puppy continued to grow and get bigger. And remember, I loved this puppy. This is what I had wanted for a very long time. Well, one day I went outside and all my blueberry bushes were chewed off down to the ground. And I'm going to tell you, my love for that puppy, I didn't have so much love for that puppy at that very moment. But you know what? I thought, you know what? I wanted this puppy, and I'm going to try to get through this with a good attitude and still love my puppy and not take it out on the puppy, because puppies aren't like humans, right? We can't go spank a puppy a day later for what he did a day old. He might not understand that. So time went on, and another day I walked out, and my fig trees were chewed off down to the ground. And by this time, I'm very aggravated at my puppy, and I'm feeling like there's not much love there anymore. So it happened again. And this time it was on my Satsuma tree. And in fact, I think, if I'm correct, that I've went through two Satsuma trees. And my puppy, which is now my dog, chewed both of them off to the ground. And now I gave up on having Satsuma trees. So I went through a time where I loved this puppy and he did some things to really aggravate me and get under my skin. And I have to be honest, I didn't love my puppy as much as I did the day I got him. So I'm saying that to say this. We tend to love based on feeling and emotion. And there are things that can happen that can separate us from that thing that we loved. But I want you to know today that that is not how God loves. God doesn't love with just feeling or emotion. God's love doesn't come and go depending on how we act. All right, now we're going to say a little bit more about that a little bit later. But God loves us with a word that us adults like to use as it's kind of a big word. It's unconditional. All right, that's a big word. But God is love and He loves us unconditionally. That means that He is going to love us no matter what. No matter what. He knew and loved you before you were born. He knew you were going to be born. And He already had a plan in place. And He is already full of love. So when you were born, it's an automatic thing that He started loving you. And when I say unconditional, that means that no, you cannot say or do anything that will cause God to stop loving you. It doesn't matter what kind of color of hair you have. It doesn't matter how big your ears are, how big your nose is, if you like the way you look or not. God made you the way He wanted to. And that's the way He wants you to be. And He wants you to be happy with the way He made you. And He is going to love you just the way you are. In fact, He loved us so much that He did something so very, very special for us. And it is the most special thing that can be done. And you can turn, if you have your Bibles out, you can turn there, but there's probably no need because I think you already know the verse. That verse is John 3:16. And I'm not going to turn there because I think we can quote it. It says, "For God so loved the world." There's that word, loved. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but will have everlasting life." You know, when that verse says that God gave for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that means God loves everybody in this world. And He loved them so much that He came up with a plan. He had a plan, and that plan was fulfilled, and that plan was to take His only Son, and let His only Son die for me and for you. Whether you're an adult, whether you're a child, no matter where you live on this earth, no matter what color you are, what you look like, that Jesus, God's Son, died for you. There is another verse. We'll turn to that one. I don't know if I can quote that one. Romans 5:8. I want to read this other verse real quick. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." If you look at another translation, some of the translation says, "But God proves His love toward us," or "God demonstrates His love toward us by giving us His Son." That's what God did out of love. All right. We always, children, remember to thank the Lord and thank God for what He did for you you personally, that He loved you so much that His Son Jesus died for you. And again, we don't find any conditions that we have to meet in order for God to love us. God doesn't say that I'm only going to love you when you start acting better, or I'm only going to love you if you promise to love me. Remember, God loves you no matter what. Now, there is something very important that I think we need to say. As you get older, there are people that will tell you that God loves you so much and that He is so much a God of love that you can act and do anything you want to do and still go to heaven because God is love, right? Some people will say that God loves you so much He won't let anything bad happen to you. God makes it very clear in the Bible and in scriptures what will happen to those people who don't obey Him. Now, why it is so very true that God is love and that God loves everybody, that is very true. But God doesn't love some of the things that people do. All right? As you know, I'm sure you've heard things of there's some really, really bad people in the world. God loves those people. But God does not love the things that all people do. Let us make sure that as people and as God's children, that we're always doing the things that God wants us to do. There's a verse, I'll read you part of that verse. It's in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. It says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil." And that's talking about the people that commit sin, then they're of the devil. So even though God loves those people, He does not love sin. When people commit sin, God will not love what they are doing. There's another verse, and I remember as a child, I could really see this, like, for real. And that verse is in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And that verse says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And when I used to hear that verse, I've always told, well, God has a book. And when you're doing what God wants you to do, He writes down your name in that book. Well, I don't know if... I doubt it's a literal book like you read and your mom and dad read. But I like to kind of think of it that way. That if I'm doing what God wants me to do, that He's maybe just as a way of saying, He's writing down my name in that book. But remember, when we do things that God is not pleased with, and He takes my name out of that book, it says, then I will be cast into the lake of fire. We need to remember to ask the Lord to help us to remember. I do remember. Lord, help me to know and understand that You do love me. But help me to be sure that everything I do in my life, as I grow up and get older and get into my teenage years and into my adult years, that I will always remember to do the things that God is pleased with so I can be with Him in heaven. I don't say those things. Those are some scary terms. And those are some scary words. The lake of fire, and if you commit sin, you're of the devil. Those are some scary words. I don't say those things to scare you. I say those things so you will know that there are some consequences to those people who do not choose to do and follow the instructions that the Lord has given. So God gave us His Son. God gives us so many things, right? Because He is love. He helps us to walk. He helps us to talk. He helps us to breathe. He helps us to sleep. He helps our muscles to grow strong and our bones to grow strong so that we can grow up and be adults and that we can do the things that adults do. And most importantly, He gave us His Son. God gives comfort when we're scared and when we're afraid. And when we're feeling lonely, God can come and comfort us. And even if there's times that we feel that we're going through places that no one understands, no one knows what I'm going through, and just everybody is against me, and nobody understands the thoughts in my head, I want you to know, even if you are facing some of those things in your life, that God is still love. Nothing changes. God is still love. Nothing can take that away. God has always been love, and God is still love. So we see that God shows His love by giving. He gives us everything that we need. He has those promises in the Bible. He gave us His Son. He gives help. He gives comfort. That's the way God demonstrates His love to us, is in the form of giving. And what does He want us to do in return? He wants us to be a part of His love, to experience His love, to benefit from His love. He wants us to give as well. He wants us to give our love to others. And that's what those scriptures that we read have to do with. Beloved, let us love one another. Love the people around you. God loved me. He loved me so much. He gives me these things. He gave me His Son. What does He want me to do in return? He wants me to love as well. I want to read one more scripture, and we're about to be finished. Matthew 19. I was thinking that this message was kind of for the children, and then I had a scripture come to my mind. Matthew 19 and verse 14. I'll tell you what, let's start with verse 13. And my little title above these two scriptures says, Jesus and the Children. Verse 13 says, Then were there brought unto Him little children, that He should put His hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. So here we find that the children were being brought to Jesus, and I can almost picture it in my mind. Jesus might be sitting over here on a rock or something, and the parents are bringing their children to Jesus, and the disciples are standing back saying, Jesus don't have time for these children right now. He's really busy. He's got things going on. He just don't have time. And Jesus stopped them. Jesus told the disciples, hold on a minute. And He goes on to verse 14, and He says, But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and sometimes that word can mean allow, okay? Allow little children. Allow them to come to Me. Forbid them not. Don't turn them away. Let them come to Me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And children, that's what I want to tell you this morning. Always remember that God is love, all right? And no matter what you're going through in your life, no matter when you get older and you get into your teenage years, no matter what you go through, no matter what people say to you and do to you, you can still come to Jesus. And He is not going to turn you away. You know, I said God is love, and nothing can ever take that away from you. Nobody can take that away from you, no matter what people, you know what, you might have the police come to your door one day and arrest you and say, no more going to church, no more reading the Bible. You can't do that no more. We hope those times don't ever come. But if those times ever did come, if this coronavirus that you're hearing so much about gets worse and worse and don't get any better, it doesn't change the fact that God is still love. God is love. And if we choose in our hearts to accept Him, accept His love, and we go and we choose to accept His Son, if we choose to accept Jesus and tell Jesus, Jesus, I want You in my heart. That's where I want you to live. I want to be part of your love, and I want to be part of what you want to give to me. Then He has got something beautiful waiting for us, and that is to be with Him in heaven. So, children, I hope you were able to hear and understand this. I hope I simplified it for you enough. Always remember, God is love. And I think as you get older, you will begin to understand that more and more. But only if you stay in the path that the Lord wants you to stay in, and you do all the right things, and you do the things that your parents tell you to do, and you listen to them, and you do those things, as long as you stay doing the right things, and doing the things that the Lord wants you to do, you will begin to understand what it means when we say, or when you say, as your verses, and when you sing songs that say, God is love. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this morning and listening. Thank you, children. If you were able to listen, I do appreciate your time and attention, and I ask that y'all would please pray for me.